Near dusk, the snow let up. The wood of the house tightened in the cold and creaked, and both boys had scratchy throats. Their chests jumped, pumping out coughs. They had sniffles and voices becoming froggy from sickness. Reese sat them on couch cushions laid beside the potbelly, under the hanging clothes, and threw a quilt over them.
I told the both of you to put your goddamn stocking hats on, didn't I? Didn't I say that?
Mom's evening pills did not tamp her as far down inside herself as the morning pills did. She did not stumble so wretchedly after concepts that squirted away from her time and again, but had occasional evening thoughts come complete and sit on her tongue to be said. And as the sun faded from a day, she might release a few sentences of helpful chat, or even lend a hand in the kitchen. She said, "There's whiskey hid in an old boot on my closet floor. Any honey anywhere?" The whiskey was Jessup's, kept hidden from the boys, and refetched it from the old boot. She had to stand on a chair to find a long-forgotten honey jar on a high shelf. The jar held an inch or two of crystallizing honey. She poured whiskey on the honey, then said, "This enough? A dollop more. Stir it good." Reese stirred with a tablespoon until the crystals dissolved in bourbon, then raised a gob and held it to Sonny's mouth. "Swallow. All of it." Then came Harold's turn, and as he swallowed, somebody knocked on the door. Reese glanced at Mom, who got up from her rocker and shuffled away into her dark room without turning on a light. Ree went to the door and opened it with her boot wedged behind a stopper, should a stopper be needed.
"Oh, hey, Sonia. Come in, why not?"
Sonia carried a large cardboard box that had venison on a long bone jutting above the rim. Sonia was heavy and round, with gray hair and fogged glasses. She had four children grown and gone, and a husband who still looked good to plenty of gals in these hills and knew it, so she could never banish suspicion from her face. Blonde Milton stood fairly high amongst the dollies, and Ree knew he'd shared some hours on the sly with Mom years back, hurtful hours that Sonia had yet to forgive.
"Didn't want you all to fear we'd forgot you for good," Sonia set the box on a chair.